And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
A bit of a hometown hero, you might say, and a big reason he's Mr. Mankato. Mankato State's very own Adam Thielen joins us. And Adam, well, your career is really progressing well from a rookie year where you're on the practice squad to last year out there every Sunday. It has to be really rewarding coming here as a third year now as a veteran.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's nice to be back. Anytime you can stay with the team for more than 1 year, it's a good thing. And, you know, I hope I can just keep getting better and stay here for a while.
A crowded group at wide receiver, a lot of speed, a lot of talent. What are you picking up from the rest of the guys, and how do you see this thing shaking out?
You know, it's a high competition, which is a good thing. It's going to make everybody better. And I think the guys in that room, it's going to be a beneficial thing for us to have that competitiveness, and everyone's going to get better from it.
What are you working on down here in camp?
Just consistency. You know, come out here with a good attitude every day and make sure that I'm getting better, not taking any steps backwards.
All right. Hey, we'll talk life off the field when we come back.
Down. Ready, set.
You gotta love football. A game of inches measured in yards. From Friday night lights to crisp weekend afternoons, here's to the game we love and the players who make it great. Now huddle up. Shields has the call. Keep your head up, go hard every down, and above all, enjoy. Ready? Break. Shields, we're right there with you. Visit any one of our locations or shields.com.
My name is Josh Everett. On June 6th, I chose to get behind the wheel of my vehicle after drinking. I took the lives of two young men. That regret will be with me the rest of my life. If I saw someone in a bar and were going to drive their car home, I would blatantly tell them I drove drunk and killed two people. Do you want to do that tonight? 30 minutes and poor decisions in life can completely rearrange somebody else's life.
Josh is in prison for now, but the guilt lasts forever. See the whole story at codefortheroad.com, a message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation.
We're with wide receiver Adam Thielen. And Adam, about a year ago, I think you got engaged, and I understand you're married. Congratulations. How's married life going?
It's good. You know, I've been married a little over 2 months now and enjoying our time together. Had a good little off-season together, so it was nice to spend some quality time together and without football, but now we're back to the grind.
And that's a big thing, right? I mean, as a player in any profession, you know, having that balance in life is crucial, and it sounds like you have that, and that can only make you better on the field.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the wife I have, you know, Caitlin. She's been, you know, a huge support for me, and she is probably one of my biggest critics. So, you know, if I come home and I don't have a good performance, she'll definitely let me know about it, which is a good thing. And, you know, she's an athlete herself, and, you know, it just makes for a good relationship.
Awesome. Hey, Adam, thanks for your time, and have a great 2015.
I appreciate it.
Adam Thielen with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on the website, trainingcamptoday.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Shields. We're right there with you. By a reminder to buckle up from the North Dakota Department of Transportation and by MidwestOilJobs.com.